Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John on WHRW Binghamton. On June 2nd, 1865, in an event that is generally regarded as marking the end of the Civil War, Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith, commander of Confederate forces west of the Mississippi, signs the surrender terms offered by Union negotiators.
I'm General Kirby Smith, Mr. Union General Man. You know what I'm going to do? I have a parting gift from the surrender. You know what I've got for you?
What?
It's my friend in Australia. My friend who was sent to Australia for murder.
What do you bring to placate the will of Ulysses S. Grant?
Thought you were at Appomattox, sir. But at any rate, General Grant, I've got a gift for you.
I know all and see all.
In this box, I have my pet kangaroo.
Fantastic. You have appeased Ulysses S. Grant.
It can hop. It can box.
Is it true what they say about its magical pouch? Can I, Ulysses S. Grant, ride in it?
Yes, and it will grant you both immortality and is the most powerful aphrodisiac known to mankind.
Then this nation must be littered with them.
Wait a minute. I'm Noah the Australian, just came over from the boat. I've got a whole boatload of kangaroos. You can have them to breed.
Why the hell are you here?
I'm your friend from Australia. Don't you remember me?
No. I can explain his presence. As the all-powerful, omnipotent Ulysses S. Grant, when you showed me this wonderful creature, I mentally summoned him so that this nation can be covered with kangaroos.
What could be better? Don't you want to be like us in Oz?
Not really.
And the kangaroos did take over the entire country, boxing the Union into place and, in fact, just knocking them right off the edge of the land into the water where they all drowned. Make sure that you, as the ruler of a nation or the general of its army, don't introduce invasive species where they don't belong. Kind of a complicated message, but there you are. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.